This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Edie Clark has been writing about life in New England for more than three decades. Devoted readers of Yankee magazine will be familiar with her contemplative style and the ease with which she pulls both vegetables and insights from her garden. Her new book, As Simple as That, is a collection of essays, most of which have appeared in Yankee magazine. Edie Clark joins me now to talk about her work. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about how you started writing these essays.
Well, it was 1990. Editor, he wasn't the editor at the time. Well, we were colleagues. We were both senior editors at Yankee. And my husband had died. And I think, I was on the road a lot. And I think he felt it would be really nice to have something I could do at home, you know, at least until I got past the initial mourning. So he suggested that I write this column. I mean, it wasn't up to him, but we proposed it. And I didn't know what I was doing because I'd never even thought about being a columnist. To me, it meant, being really prepared, having a stash of subjects ahead of me as I went. But I plunged into it. And at first, his only guidance was that it be about my garden. And I loved gardening. But I'm not an expert gardener. I'm not like these master gardeners with the perfect hedges and flowers with the right number of petals and so forth. But I really love gardening. So we started out with gardening, but it eventually spread out to be almost anything you can think of, as long as it was rooted in my place, which at the time was in Chesham, which is a little village part of Harrisville. And then through a series of circumstances, I moved to Mary's Farm.
And so your book is divided into two parts.
Right.
That first place where you started writing this column.
It was called The Garden at Chesham Depot.
Garden at Chesham Depot. And then The View
then
from
Mary's
Farm. It was
called The View from Mary's Farm. And now, for some reason, it's called Mary's Farm. But
for shorthand, because people turn to Mary's Farm. They open the magazine.
I guess they don't need anything more.
Right. So you wrote a lot about gardening, heavy on the gardening when you first started, and
right,
then you branched
right
out to other subjects. You wrote about, you know, your husband's truck, and you write about being in the state of Georgia during a snowstorm and sort of missing the hearty New England activity of weathering piles and piles of snow on your house, outside your house. It seems like in each thing you describe, whether it's gardening or travel or a truck, or your cellar, not a basement, cellar.
Right.
you're describing some kind of essential element of what it means to be not just a New Englander, but what it means to be alive. Is that something you set out to do, or?
Not at all. I really, especially the first years, I was kind of winging it. You know, it was money. Hating to make that bold statement, but I love it. I love to write. So it was a perfect place for me. But I wasn't that purposeful at first. I didn't even really know what I was doing at first, you know. I'd think about rhubarb and, well, I tell my students, you know, writing is about discovery. So if you start out with rhubarb, you're going to end up with some much loftier place. But you have to start out with rhubarb first.
Rhubarb being this particular metaphor for writing.
A little bit, you know.
Well, I love the way the ease with which you dig up these metaphors. I mean, eggplant, for example, turns into this metaphor of having hope. You know, trying to grow an eggplant in New England is almost, you know, a fool's errand. But sometimes, sometimes you get an eggplant.
Oh, yeah. This year I had the best eggplant year ever. But, you know, it was not that hot of a summer. I think you need a hot summer for eggplants, but I can't explain it.
My experience reading these essays, they seem to dangle at the end in a way that encourages contemplation. And I think I may have asked this in a different form already, but is that something you planned, or is it something that you just found? Or
a lot of people ask about my endings, and again, I can't explain. I kind of know when I'm finished, and that's with my journalism too. I'm not going, I know, is it John Irving who says, you know, I write the last sentence first and then I write the whole thing. Well, I could never do that. Good heavens, you know. but when it feels right, it's right. And I do know that feeling. It's almost the same, like these essays are practically all 600 words. And I don't have to look at my parser. I just know when it's 600 words. Not that it'll end up being those 600 words, but I just have a feeling about it when it's over. That's what I wanted to say, and it's done.
You wrote a little bit about being alone. And I'm wondering if, you know, you wrote about it in 2007. 9 years later, are you still alone?
I am. Mm-hmm. Probably always will be. I'm just used to it and just very happy in my home, this beautiful farm looking out on Mount Monadnock. And I have Lyme disease, so I'm a little bit disabled, which makes being alone a lot harder. So I don't know about that. I go day to day.
And how does it influence your writing, being alone?
Oh, it's perfect. I mean, you know, I certainly was able to write when Paul was alive because he was such a respectful, appreciative person to be with. He loved my writing, and I would always read him what I had written, and I would take cues from the way he listened. Although he probably was very subjective. He seemed to like everything.
But, that's the kind of editor you want.
Oh, yes. You want those readers. But, I can't really see another life than what I have. But I guess I may have to think about it anyway.
Well, Edie Clark, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Edie Clark is an essayist who writes for Yankee Magazine, and she's collected her essays, most of which have appeared in that magazine, in a new book called As Simple as That. And you can find a list of the top 5 books on Edie's bookshelf at nhpr.org. And we are always looking for recommendations on what we should be reading. Send us your recommendation along with your name and your town and why you like the book to books@nhpr.org. You can also tweet us at nhpr or tweet me at Peter Biello. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. Thank you very much for listening.